Welcome to the Big Juju Media Radio Show. Big Juju Media is the world's largest, most fabulous, most powerful, richest, and best Big Juju Media mega conglomerate on the face of this godforsaken planet, so just get over it already. Join us for more at BigJujuMedia.com. Listen for free on SoundCloud at Big Juju Media.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Steve Steinberg. We have what an amazing show we have tonight. We're talking about trash. Trash is everywhere in the world. You know, we went over plogging before. Covered that plogging madness from Sweden. How they're
stinky.
They're jogging and picking up trash, and it's called plogging.
Oh my gosh.
I can remember about that is plucka ugh.
What?
And you said, Catherine, it means what?
Oh, you look ugly
in
those
jeans.
Yeah, okay.
So anyway, plaka, we're talking all about trash in this episode. What an amazing show we have. There's trash everywhere. I mean, I think everyone knows someone who is trash or knows someone who wants to jog and pick up trash or just who knows someone who is involved in something trash.
I know. Let's
all discuss this amazing trashy topic.
I know a lot of those
so
people.
Not Jewish, but you know, it brings in the ratings.
Yeah,
it does.
Well, first of all, it's like LA's new recycling program has more than 28,000 complaints from missed trash pickup. It's like, you know, this is like really bad because the trash is just sitting around LA. And I'm talking about real garbage now and not just, you know, the people on the Republican side of the aisle.
But or the Democrats.
This is like all these 28,000 reports of missed collections since July.
Latest
sign of a turbulent rollout for the city's new recycling
program. Liberal trash.
Some scripture in the Bible. Just let me get it right.
Liberal trash, Jonathan.
Going over what the Bible says about trash, otherwise known in modern parlance as sluts. Perter going to go over what the Bible says something about everything. It goes over the windy comfortables, the solid comforts, and tonight I'm going to be talking about sluts and what the Bible says about sluts.
Well, I'm going to be going over a new book I'm working on right now. I am not going to have certain people work with me on the book. I'm going to do it myself, so it is in my own pristine, pure Christian voice. You know, my original moniker was Catherine Jamie Animalou, America's favorite national motivational conservative Republican pure Christian speaker, who is also the host of Mornings with Malou, Millionaire Secrets, and Classy Living. I have to take a couple of breaths after that. I can do a triple sow cow and land a 10 on the mat after a quadruple triple axel, okay? I've got the moves, I've got the class. And I'm working on a new book. It's called I've Never Been Quite Anywhere. That's the working title. The real title I think we're going to do, if the publisher gives the green light, is I've Never Really Been Anywhere Until I Got Somewhere After Leaving Someplace. Yeah, that's the working title. I'll include stories from my auditions for A Crow Below, The Useless Puce, Stormy Daniels, Jennifer Garner, and a whole bunch of other tales. It's just going to be very salacious. I know all about sex. I sell sex. I've often been called a pimp numerous times, but the title of Madam is the one that has really stuck for me as part of being, you know, a dancer, an exotic dancer. You can take me off the pole, but you can't really take the pole out of me, is what a lot of people used to say. Someone was selling a t-shirt on that. I sued them and had all my lawsuits, my counter lawsuits, dismissed. They countersued me. I had those dismissed. I know a lot of Republican lawyers that used to tip me quite heavily. Anyway, my book is going to assert and elicit a wide array of emotions, most notably hatred, because people aren't Christian even though they say they are. I've been forgiven for my sins of lust and sex and filling my breasts up with sinless Christian breast implants, being an informant for the CIA through my aromatherapy machine and my pancake.
My gosh.
It's all going to come up. It's all going to come out of my book. As well as my eating habits and what I eat every day. It's just, it's all gonna come up.
Very good. And I know you have some interesting stories about Sheila and Sheila Do as well, because we'd all like to know if those are still under seal or under a court order, but you know what?
I'm Jordan McNamara with your Stormy Daniels headline news now. Porn actress Stormy Daniels sues everybody in the White House, says hush agreement is null and void because he didn't sign it, she didn't sign it, he didn't sign it, and she didn't sign it. How many people were in the Stormy Daniels orgy? Nobody knows, but Donald Trump's highway might touch Stormy Daniels' rampway. Stormy Daniels reportedly threatened to go public with the entire Trump story and not tell Ivanka that Melania didn't know. Trump lawyer complained he wasn't reimbursed for a $130,000 Tupperware payment to the porn star. She's not interested in canning food with the Mormons just because her ramp might be in Utah. The Oscars plan to tee off President Trump and Stormy Daniels went by the numbers. And that's it for your Stormy Daniels headline news now. I'm Jordan McNamara for News Now.
Hi, everyone. I'm Catherine Juliana Malou for Classy Sexy Times. You know, at one point, my customer list had over 10,000 names. I still have that list. And it consisted of top athletes, high-ranking politicians, Wall Street CEOs, movie stars, and prominent local officials, doctors, nurses, basically, you know, anyone who could pay. My first introduction to the dance industry was my job as an assistant to a air quotes hedge fund, end air quotes. It was, we pooled all our tips together and a billionaire put it into a hedge fund, multiplied it, and we all became very rich. Through his stock trades, it's amazing what you can do with dimes, nickels, and quarters. No matter how much lint they have on them. Money's money, and we'll take it any way we can get it from you, even crumpled singles. So anyway, when I had a big break in Vegas, I was known as Cremora Reville, and I made a lot of money. I had a lot of sex. And the reason is I've never really been anywhere until I got somewhere after leaving someplace with classy living. Cannot believe I'm hearing this. I am interrupting this with the robots. I am Pernod Verner, Pastor Pernod Verner, Blessed Souls Ministries, the Son of Jesus God. Bear with Pernod here. I'm hearing the story of sin and trash and sluts. I'm going to go over the scripture right now. Here in the Bible, the Bible has words to say about sluts. In Amos 4, 1 through 13, hear this word, you cows of Bashan. It calls them cows. Sluts are cows. Moo! Hear this word, you cows of Bashan, who are on the mountain of Samaria, who oppress the poor, who crush the needy, who say to your husbands, bring that we may drink. Oh no, that's an exclamation. Bring that we may drink. The Lord God has sworn by his holiness that behold, the days are coming upon you when they shall take you away with hooks and you stop it. Shh. Even the last of you with fish hooks. And you shall go out through the breaches, each one straight ahead, and you shall be cast out into Harmon, declares the Lord. Come to Bethel and transgress, to Gilgal and multiply transgression. Bring your sacrifices every morning, your tithes every 3 days. Offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving of that which is leavened, and proclaim free will offerings published them for so you love to do, O people of Israel, declares the Lord. In Psalm 2, 1, why do the nations rage and the people plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us burst their bonds apart and cast away their cords from us. Amos 9:1. I saw the Lord standing beside the altar. And, well, you can finish the rest of it. But anyway, the Bible goes over sluts. Sluts is sin. You need to listen, Pernian, on this. Sluts is sin. Now, we have a new t-shirt that says, hashtags,
Sluts is sin. We sell these in all sizes for adults and children and newborns. So after your child is baptized at Blessed Souls Ministries, they can have a brand new t-shirt to help give your Lord endorsed tithings to Jesus and God with Pernian. And have a nice little t-shirt as a little souvenir for Blessed Souls Ministries. After your child is baptized, they can have a shirt that says hashtag sluts is sin. And that would be, you know, real nice gift from the Lord.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your Stormy Daniels continuing headline news now. She just keeps coming and coming and coming. And we're not talking about something sexual. We're talking about she can't make up her mind if she wants to erase the last few months or shoot another porn with the entire Trump family. Let's make America porn again. Will somebody, anybody, make some noise for Stormy Daniels? How In Touch Weekly stumbled upon its In Touch explosive Stormy Daniels explosion story. Stormy Daniels says Donald Trump parody porn is off the table for now. She doesn't want to do anything else with the Trump family. She's done enough. Stormy Daniels is coming to Chicago in June all by herself. And she says she's going to play by herself, not with herself. And that's it for your Stormy Daniels headline news now. I'm Jordan McNamara.
My goodness, I mean, there's so much trash talk in the world today. I don't even know if it's possible to pick up all the trash, right, to know about all the trash. What do you people think?
Well, you know, the numbers show, Steve, that these numbers that were compiled by the Bureau of Sanitation and provided to the LA Times show that Recycle LA, which is a real sucky name, Recycla, has been seeing significant month-to-month increases in garbage pickup complaints, you know. And since its debut, Mayor Eric Garcetti has promoted the program, which gives seven companies the exclusive right to pick up trash and recycling at roughly 70,000 businesses in large apartment buildings and condo complexes in the beach and Santa Monica and the shopping mall and, of course, Starbucks. You know, it's like he's trying to boost recycling and take high-polluting trash trucks off the road and improve conditions of refuse workers and sanitation engineers.
I don't know what he's talking about right now.
Cut me off the air because they hate it when I talk trash about trash.
I heard that. I know. I heard it in my earpiece. There was like a blip in your audio or something like that.
I heard that.
Catherine, is that having anything to do with your pancakes?
No, I don't think so. What I think it is that most of the trips that I've had around the country and around the pole in doing the research for my new book, I've never really been anywhere until I got somewhere after leaving someplace, is this whole notion of trash with...
Righteous Man, I'm Jonathan Knightsbridge of the Evening Message, and I'm talking about the stupid trash problem in L.A., because it's like there are over 28,000 complaints for missed trash pickup, okay? So, like, can you just imagine that, like... 28,000 complaints, that's a lot of trash that's not getting picked up. And at the same time, though, trash bills have gone up for people, okay? And it's like they're being charged extra when their trash isn't even being picked up, okay? It's like, what is that about? City inspectors have identified hundreds of inaccurate charges on taxpayers in LA, which is a Democrat-run city. And the trash company executives have been at odds with sanitation officials over how trash bills are calculated. They're basically doing trash math to charge for trash that's not being picked up. Can you follow that? It's like their math is trash. It's like the city council has awarded seven companies exclusive contracts to haul trash in specific areas, but the program has been plagued by false high fees when the trash isn't even being picked up. It's like, according to some property owners, the uncollected garbage has made the bins more inviting to rodents and roaches and homeless people and desperate Republicans looking for a hot cooked meal that is now run cold because they refuse to ask for help from all the liberals in the town, you know? It's like, can you imagine? It's like, oh my gosh. So the mayor said, The waste haulers need to do their jobs, and we'll hold them accountable for providing services for our residents and businesses because they're paying for it. It's like, fuck you, man. It's like, none of that's going on. It's like, so troubling, says Doug Corcoran, the Director of Public Sector Services for Waste Management. And obviously, this could all be cured if they would just drink more Starbucks and, like, listen to me and be cool about it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm Jordan McNamara with your Stormy Daniels headline news now. Stormy Daniels performs in a perfume in New York, but still refuses to spill the beans on Donald Trump because he only likes hot wax. Watch President Trump joke about his hair. I try like heck to hide that bald spot. And that's what Kellyanne Conway said, and then she didn't say it. Sarah Huckabee Sanders didn't say anything this week she didn't already backtrack on, lie about, and say 180 degrees away from the first time she said it, but that's because Nunberg called her a big fat mouth. White House falsely claims that Stormy Daniels' questions have been shattered through the porn's glass ceiling. No one knew she could perform on a glass ceiling with Donald Trump. Stephen Colbert mocks Trump's alleged affairs with Karen McDougal and Stormy Daniels. You three-time the person you're two-timing with? And Stormy Daniels adds Adidas Dallas stop to make America horny again to her as she cashes in on the alleged Trump affair, and not with Adidas. That was a fake news headline that was never uttered by me because you didn't hear it. Can a lawyer pay a witness hush money to silence her? We're just about to find out about Stormy Daniels and Trump and war on Headline News Now. I'm Jordan McNamara.
You know, in Amos 7, 1 through 17, it says, this is what the Lord God showed me. Behold, he was forming locusts.
Let me see
when
that.
The latter growth of sluts was just beginning to sprout up, and behold of sluts.
Really?
It was the latter growth of sluts after the king's sluts, when they had finished eating the grass of the land by the sluts.
That's not in the Bible, though.
And not printed, but
quiet,
it says
you
in the Bible.
No, it doesn't.
Stop talking trash. I'm going on now.
Hello, everybody. I'm Steve Steinberg of LifeHacks Television, and welcome to LifeHacks Television. I have a special guest tonight. Her name is Catherine Jamie Onimaloo. We have an exclusive here on LifeHacks Television,
Big
Juju Media Radio Show. Catherine Jamie Onimaloo is going to spill the beans on what she knows about Stormy Daniels and the whole thing. Welcome to the show, Catherine Jamie Onimaloo.
Thank you, Steve. My heart is palpitating. I'm having a flashback to a hot flash that I had.
Oh, my God.
When I first met Stormy Daniels.
Have some water.
She is now suing Trump over that NDA.
That's
and there
right.
is an arbitration clause.
Oh, my God.
In one of the contracts that I know about from my friend who works with the NSA.
Oh, my God.
Who has leaked information from the White House staff.
Oh, an exclusive.
To me about the NDA and the arbitration clause.
Oh, my God.
And so there's a lot to cover
with
the Stormy Daniels story.
Well, let's go over the arbitration clause, first of all, because that's so salacious.
Well,
what do you mean by an arbitration clause
more
in the
salacious
NDA?
Well, there's a more salacious thing, which I'll get to in the minute, but an arbitration clause means that instead of going to a public trial where there's like a public discovery phase, the arbitration makes it more private, so there's no public discovery. It keeps the details secret and sexual.
Oh my God.
And this is favored by corporations to keep sex secret. In these arbitration clauses, okay? Especially if you're a stripper or a sex star like Stormy Daniels.
Good to
suing
know.
Trump over her sex allegations.
Now, you talk all about this in your new book coming out. We've got a copy right here, a pre-copy.
There it is. Hold it up.
That's a very fabulous cover, darling. You look fabulous.
Thank
the
you.
Book is called I've Never Really Been Anywhere Until I Got Somewhere After Leaving Someplace.
Yeah.
The tell-all book by Catherine Jamie Onimaloo. My Life with Stormy Daniels, Arbitration, Jennifer Garner, and Sex. Now, that's a lot right there to cover. Are we going to be able to get to all
of it? Well, with Jennifer Garner...
I'm Pastor Pernod Fern with biblical scriptures and a new workshop coming up on how to sacrifice the sluts in your life or in your family. You can't have family values if you're a slut or if you've got children who are sluts or if your husband or your wife or that thing you screw on the side is a slut. What about that person who comes over before everyone else comes home? Are they a slut? There are 9 special scriptures on how to cleanse the sluts out of your life and your soul and your spirit when you send in all your money to Jesus. Cleanse out the sluts with Bernie.
I'm Jordan McNamara for your headline news now. Turns out a study has shown that straight men are watching more gay porn than ever before and way more than everyone else thought. A not-safe-for-work YouTuber, Davey Wavy, says gay porn demonstrates bad gay sex, but he's got an answer for that, and it's especially noted for straight men. Six porn stars told us how they can stay fit for the cameras when they're straight, and doing gay for pay porn. Is the porn industry doing enough for performers' mental health? We'll never know because no one's talking about it. 5 days later, gay porn actor Trevor DiMaggio responds to rape allegations made by a co-star and how James Franco exploits queerness to cover his tracks in bed with Stormy Daniels and Trump. And that's it for your gay porn headline news now. I'm Jordan McNamara.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
So, Catherine, what were you saying about Jennifer Garner?
Yeah. Yeah.
What does she have to do with the Stormy Daniels arbitration situation with Trump and the sex and the NDA and Ivanka?
I think it's just going to be trash.
I'm going to talk about it in my segment right now, Steve. Hi, everyone. I'm Catherine Damiana Malou of Classy Living. I have a new book coming out soon. I just had my lips pumped up, so if you think that I look a little different right now, it's because my lips have been pumped up. I'm just getting a little refreshment in my face. I do have a new book coming out. I've never really been anywhere until I got somewhere after leaving someplace. It's my life story about all of my sex things that I've had with Stormy Daniels. I go over intimate details of her suing Trump over the NDA. My lips are so big right now. I talk about arbitration and sex. I talk about Jennifer Garner. You know when she had that clip at the Oscars in 2 and 3? Oh, shit. You know, I have a run in my support hose. Wow. Okay. Well, anyway, the hose don't have the salon touch. I can do a quadruple sow cow. But let's get back to Jennifer Garner. And what was that look that she had? That aha moment she had at the Oscars. You know, she looked shocked. And I talk about three different possibilities. She knew who was leaving the Trump White House. She knew Kellyanne Conway lied about having several sad and bad facelifts. She knew psychically we weren't alone on the moonwalk with the UFOs watching. My lips are really plumped up right now. Anyway, there's a watchdog that has dinged Kellyanne Conway for illegal campaigning. That's in my book. I talk all about sex and class and how to plump it up and keep it up. How to get on the pole and get off the pole. I mean, it's like all of this and become a millionaire before you're 29. It's really a fabulous story. I've never really been anywhere until I got somewhere.
You're drilling.
Leaving someplace.
You're bleeding.
Catherine.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, your lips.
I think I'm hemorrhaging.
Yes.
But I'm not sure what it is. It's colorless.
It's a little something.
I have
it's
colorless.
Clear.
Liquid coming out of my lips.
It's not a good look. Yeah, it's not a good look. I think you might need some medication or a tourniquet or something.
It's a demon.
I don't know. It's just like it started halfway through your segment. Like this colorless gelatinous goo started coming out of your lips.
Okay.
This is just in Amos 2:1. It says, thus saith the Lord, for three transgressions of Moab and for four, I will not revoke the punishment because he burned into the lime the bones of King Edom.
Will you shut up?
Pastor man.
I got all caught up in the spirit of the Lord when I saw Catherine's
Pastor adventure.
I think I'm having anaphylactic shock.
Oh, my God.
My lips.
Your lips are closing shut.
Did you call an ambulance?
My lips are closing shut.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I think I just did too much plumping.
I think you better knock off whatever injection.
Do you need some medication?
Just putting into your lips.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't look good now, Catherine.
No, it doesn't
it
feel
like,
good either.
How are we going to have the show?
No, I know that. Your lips are puckering, and it just...
Your mouth looks like a butt.
Like, oh my God. my God.
Pastor Perny Truner is asking you to recite Amos 6:1 with me. Woe to those who are at ease in Zion, to those who feel secure on the mountain of Samaria, the notable men and the sluts of the nations, to whom the house of Israel comes with sluts. Pass over to Calneh the sluts, and send it all your money to Pernit and not the sluts.
Catherine needs to go to the hospital. Hello.
Okay. Jordan McNamara with your headline news now. Women slashed lover's best pal in neck after becoming consumed with jealousy over their bromance. Andrew Wiggins and Jimmy Butler are having a buddy bromance on the court in something called basketball. Celebrity Big Brother viewers fear Courtney Act and Andy Brady bromance will end bad, and Prince Harry and President Obama's bromance takes center stage, and Trump is furious even though he's straight. This classic bromance movie is on the telly tonight, and I can't tell you what it is because the Obama-Biden bromance is still alive and well and tends to overshadow the Trump and Melania heterosexual marriage in turmoil. Love Island's Chris and Ken reunite for a bromantic spin-off straight out of Love Island. Man Crush Monday. Nick Offerman is everyone's man crush. And Vice Principal Season 2, Episode 9 review, twist turned to violence in this bromance finale. And that's it for your bromance headline news now. I'm Jordan McNamara.
Oh my God.
Catherine, your mouth looks like a puckered up butt.
It looks really bad, Catherine.
She's a demon. We need to perform an exorcism on this. Did you drink glue? I mean, maybe there was a toxin or a poison.
I will handle it.
That's right. Maybe you're having an allergic reaction to the lipstick or the lip gloss. Like, do you need a Benadryl or something?
Honestly, darling, what do you think this is?
You need
is
a prayer?
Is STD in your face?
Maybe it's a spider bite.
It's a bad look. I don't want the insurance to get hyped up over this. And you need to deal with it.
Who'd you sleep with, Catherine?
I think it's just something that, you know, I was trying one of the new vapes. I'm
looking up scripture right now in the Bible.
I have had a little something.
I told you not to do that.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
I'm feeling kind of sleepy, so I don't know if I'll be able to
call the ambulance.
Oh my God!
Jesus, breath cancer.
Wow!
Oh my God!
I am better.
Are you all right? Shit!
Are you all right?
I just had an about this. Like,
oh my God!
What's
the
miracle? Right when I thought my mouth was gonna totally close out. I thought, Jesus, God, Jesus, help me.
Yes.
What?
Help me to part my lips and let me speak.
It's a miracle.
My truth to the world.
Oh, my God.
No kidding.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to write a whole new
chapter.
Oh, my
God.
Spreading my lips so I can speak the truth. Oh, spread my lips and spread your lips and speak the truth.
Oh,
I
hear the
that's
Bible.
Gonna happen.
That
my lips
sounds
just
very
parted.
Good. Oh, I love it.
I've never really been anywhere until I got somewhere after leaving someplace with my lips.
Well,
with Stormy Daniels.
So creative. I'm going to have to start this chapter right away.
Well, I'm glad.
The thoughts are flowing. The thoughts are flowing.
It's her sex tell-all book.
I'm so excited.
Steve.
I should make this into a movie.
Okay, I'm so glad you're better. You know, what an episode we've had talking about trash and, trash on the show and the trash in L.A.
The trash in her mouth.
Catherine had trash in her mouth and closed up, and Stormy Daniels trash, and there's so much trash. It's so not Jewish.
And now she's going to be writing her tell-all book
after this
PR stunt you did on the air,
Catherine.
Oh, shut up,
Jonathan.
I think you were faking it.
I think that was fake news.
No, fake.
Little incident.
It was not.
Oh my gosh, you know what it says in Amos 6:1 talking about
it
the sluts, or is their territory greater
than
territory? Oh, you who put far away the day of disaster.
Why would you know about being a structured speaker?
Woe to you wicked sluts, it says in the Bible in Amos. You can go and look it up yourself. And Catherine, if you were a lion slut,
I swear to God,
are going to be well beyond you wicked sinners.
Well, if it gets the ratings, you know.
Sing song to the sound of the harp, and like David, the convict came into the Tupperware part. Oh, no, that's
no,
not it.
Will you stop that already?
Will you shut up? Bible again on the chapter on the slut.
Stop talking about that. This was a real incident where my lips closed up into my face.
Whatever.
Very good.
I have a feeling it was my energy clogging up in my lip chakra. Wanting me to tell the truth about I've never really been anywhere until I got somewhere after leaving someplace.
We know that.
And now that my mouth is open, I'm going to tell the truth.
Very good.
I'm starting a new hashtag that says,
your legs are open.
Say it.
Well, you got
to
work on that.
Yeah,
you got
to
work on that, darling.
Say it somewhere. Say it someplace.
Don't Let's get the ratings up.
Right, yeah.
I gotta think about this. But it was not it's... fake news, Jonathan. It was the truth.
Sorry,
you're jealous.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
I'm
no,
sorry,
no, no,
jealous.
Stop it,
okay?
You two.
Just because
stop
I have
it.
A classy mouth my with God. Classy talk
Whatever.
Coming
yeah,
out of my
right.
classy lips doesn't mean it was fake, okay? It was real, and that's all there is to it.
No,
okay?
It was.
Just talk to The Rock.
Alternative facts.
Talk to the ratings. What a fabulous show.
The beds of ivory and stretch the sluts out on their couches and eat the lambs from the flock of the sluts and the calves of the midst of the stall who sing idle songs to the sound of the sluts of the harp and like the sluts of the... Where'd everybody go? Bernard is reading scripture on sluts.